Helen, I'm wondering, when you were young, you worked in the camp kitchens, and then when you got older, you actually cut the wood.
Cut the wood, yep.
Okay, and how did that progress? Like, you were what age when you were working in the kitchen?
Well, from the time I can remember, you know, I think I was 5 or 6 when we started traveling around from one job to the other, and I helped what I could.
How did you start to actually work in the woods? I know you were working in the kitchen, but when did you transition to, you know, going out?
Not until I was, an adult, but from the time I could pull the end of the crosscut saw, we cut wood for the camps.
Okay.
So I wasn't very big when I did that. The men would go into the woods and cut down the trees, and then they'd have a pair of horses with a scoot, and they'd put the logs on there and bring them out to the mill. They had what they called a portable sawmill. They just picked that right up. It was on skids and slid it onto the back of the truck and moved the whole mill.
That's interesting to me because I never knew that they had that piece. You always hear about people cutting down wood and then floating it somewhere mm-hmm. or having the horses draw it somewhere, but
yeah.
You don't hear a lot about processing it on site.
Right. Well, they did. They had the portable sawmills, and they'd move them from one job to the other.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't take any time to set them up.
What kind of a work ethic do you need to be able to earn a living doing that?
Not too much.
Really?
No, as long as you learn how to cut the wood. The main thing was when the chainsaw come out, that was like having gold in your hands, you know?
Was it?
Oh, yeah. That was a big step up from the bucksaw, I'll tell you.
Tell me more about that.
When I first started cutting, we cut with a crosscut saw, 2 of us, to cut down those big trees and cut them up with a bucksaw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A bucksaw is a small saw with a rounded frame, and one person runs that. And a crosscut saw has a handle on each end, and it's a wide blade about that wide with teeth on one side, and you pull it back and forth. That wasn't easy, riding that handle all day long. The first chainsaw we bought right here in Berlin. Matter of fact, we had one that had a long 30-inch blade on it, and that was when you were really cutting big wood.
Yeah.
Really, boy, that, I tell you, you walk up to the tree with that there, and you could cut that tree in a matter of minutes. But that really made it a lot easier cutting the wood. Like I said, we made a decent living. We didn't get rich or nothing, but we always had food on the table and clothes, and I mean, what more can anyone want,
mm-hmm.
you know? I think it was a good life. It was a hard life. We worked hard. I think of that sometimes now when I try to get up out of the chair there and the aches and the pains. And of course, my back's not good anymore. So I suppose it took its toll, but it was still a good life.
Yeah.
You know?